This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega Fish Oil.
This encore broadcast of Intelligent Medicine originally aired on November 14th, 2020.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, ready for another hour of informative health information. Well, you can participate by calling 877-726-8255 during the show, or you can jot the number down. You can call anytime during the week, and we will take your question. In a moment, we're going to take one of the recorded calls. But some interesting things we're going to talk about this hour. Calf circumference as a predictor of hospital stay, and a couple of nutrients that fight dementia, according to the latest studies. If you're going for a colonoscopy, you may get hit with a surprise bill that could be as high as four figures. Whoa. What's up with that? 877-726-8255 is our number. And let's take one of the recorded questions that came in last week.
Hello, doctor. I have a question about blood pressure. I have a cousin who's a marathon runner. He does about 10 marathons, and this is before the COVID. For the past 5 years, his blood pressure has been climbing. And my question is, why does a person that who's fit, his weight is good, continue to have his blood pressure high?
Well, you know, that is the $64,000 question, because generally exercise is helpful for optimizing blood pressure, but it's just one of the factors that go into the blood pressure equation. What exercise does is it maintains the flexibility and distensibility of the blood vessels, keeps them supple so that they can expand and contract normally. You know, one term for atherosclerosis is hardening of the arteries, and that literally happens, is that the arteries become stiffer and less flexible, and we call this endothelial dysfunction. That's a fancy word, which means that the lining of the arteries, which is highly responsive to nerve stimuli and which can expand and contract the arteries, gets whacked out, frankly, gets whacked out in its function. And, so while exercise is helpful, other factors may be counterproductive, like high levels of stress or anxiety. That's why they call it hypertension. And there's no guarantee how much exercise you do, whether, you may have high levels of sympathetic nervous system over reactivity. You know, sympathetic dominant means fight or flight. That causes the blood vessels to constrict and the blood pressure can go up. Alternatively, some people who exercise a ton, they use it as kind of an excuse to eat a training table diet, you know, whatever they want, you know, to guzzle orange juice and donuts after a workout because they feel that they burn off a lot of calories, the so-called carbo-loading theory, that you need to fuel your exertion with lots and lots of high-calorie carbohydrates. And, you know, some people who exercise at that level, also they drink sugary beverages to maintain their performance. They sometimes take what are called goos, which are like concentrates in little tear-open packages that they can tear open while they're running. And all that sugar can have a deleterious effect on the metabolism. And insulin resistance, which is caused by excess carbohydrates, can sometimes cause the blood pressure to go up. Other factors, well, you know, It's actually been shown that environmental toxicity, exposure to lead or cadmium, can damage the arteries and can cause high blood pressure. So, you know, you run down the highway in an urban setting and you're inhaling a lot of particulate matter and pollutants, and you probably are at more risk for environmental toxicity than someone who stays home in air-conditioned seclusion, you know, because they're sucking in a lot less of atmospheric pollutants. So, you know, we'd have to look at a person like this. I mean, it's also possible that this person's depleted. You know, exercise depletes magnesium, which is crucial in maintaining blood pressure. So, we go into kind of an open mind, like, what's going on here? Yeah, this is a paradoxical situation. All that exercise should be good, but other factors may be outweighing it in the equation. And, you know, we'll see what, you know, what we can determine in terms of a causative agent. 877-726-8255 is our number. And this individual doesn't seem to be suffering from a fatigue problem, that's for sure. But if fatigue holds you back from doing the things you want to do, well, studies show that your cellular health may start to decline as early as 25 years of age, increasing your fatigue. So let me tell you about the only nutritional formula clinically proven to repair damaged cells and improve your body's natural energy production. It works on the mitochondria, which are the energy factories within the cells. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. And clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. And it also reduces some of the effects of aging. NT Factor is available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs. Full-spectrum vitamin mineral formulas, immune support formulas, targeted nutrition, and pure NT Factor that you can add to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. I've been using NT Factor for years, and I prescribe it for my patients, and now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. You can find the NT Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or direct by calling 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to their new user-friendly website. It's ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. I use it, and so should you. Okay. 877-726-8255 is our number. If you're going to the hospital and you don't know how things are going to turn out, you know, you could get blood tests and you can do questionnaires. You can do all kinds of assessment to find out if you're going to have a stormy course in the hospital or whether you're going to fly through it with flying colors. But here's a simple way to determine that, according to researchers writing for the Journal of the American College of Nutrition. Calf circumference is a good predictor of longer hospital stay and nutritional risk in emergency patients. So, calf circumference, if you've got very skinny legs, and the worst case scenario is if you've got the muffin top thing with very skinny legs, you know, like a lot of extra belly fat, but very skinny legs, that's not good. It can be an accurate predictor of muscle mass or sarcopenia. Yeah, sarcopenia means the loss of muscle mass that occurs with age. And I can tell you a personal experience is when I was a little kid, I was short. So I'd come up to about knee high on my grandfather, who himself was very short. He was about 5'1". But my parents would dump me with him. So when they wanted to do something, they wanted to have a date or, you know, go to a nightclub or something, they'd leave me with my grandpa. And, you know, I'd stay over at my grandpa's. And he would do a little morning calisthenic. He would be wearing his boxer shorts and usually black stockings. I remember this distinctly. And I'd be about knee high to this. And I would remark on how big and robust his calves were. He had great calves. And he didn't follow any particularly healthy diet regimen. He ate steak and drank a lot of wine, smoked cigarettes until he was in his 80s. But darned if he didn't survive until he was 101. And calf size may have been a predictor of his resistance to disease and survival potential. They say here in this article, calf circumference is a non-invasive measurement that's simple and cheap to perform, and it reflects body muscle mass. And one caution is that it needs to be performed in the absence of edema. If you've got, you know, swollen lower extremities, that's also not good, right? You know, if you have your calves or your lower extremities, you got a lot of calf edema, that kind of goes against the predictive value of calf circumference. But hey, you know, check out your, a lot of people probably looking at their calves now, trying to assess if they're at risk for poor outcomes should they be hospitalized. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD oil to help my patients, but I also recommend CBD to healthy adults to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. And now I'm excited about a new product from Plus CBD. Plus CBD Maximum Strength Soft Gels. New Plus CBD Maximum Strength Soft Gels provide higher levels of CBD for the greatest impact on everyday health. This new product enables you to take fewer capsules to achieve an impactful level of CBD. And with pre-measured servings and no hemp flavor, Plus CBD Maximum Strength Soft Gels are a no-mess, no-fuss way to take advantage of CBD's myriad benefits. To learn more and to order, visit PlusCBDOil.com and use coupon code Hoffman for 20% off. That's PlusCBDOil.com. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. We're going to talk in just a moment about a couple of nutrients that have demonstrable effects on the progression of dementia towards Alzheimer's disease. But first, let's take one of the calls that came in during the week. Let's hear it.
I'm calling to get your opinion on a liquid supplement called DMSO. Dr. Stanley Jacobs is the foremost U.S. proponent of the substance. He's now dead. Internationally, it's okay for human use and used for soft tissue injuries, spinal cord injuries. It's not okay in the United States for human use. I read about it in a natural healing book and used it on an inflamed Achilles tendon I'd had for about 3 years. I'd seen 3 doctors previously about the problem without success. After about 5 applications over a 10-week period, it was pretty much healed. I asked an 89-year-old local vet about the substance because it's widely used, especially in horses. He called it an amazing product, and he used it professionally and also on himself, his wife, and his pets. I'd really like to hear what you've got to say about the product. Thank you.
Okay. The question is about DMSO, which is a sulfur compound that was really popular in the 80s. You know, right in the first few years where I was practicing, it was a treatment for interstitial cystitis, which is an inflammatory disorder of the bladder, very painful and uncomfortable. And in those days, I used to obtain medical-grade DMSO and infuse it directly into the bladder of patients with interstitial cystitis. And it worked. It provided them with relief. And subsequently, I got to know Stanley Jacobs, who's now deceased, who is a big advocate of DMSO for all and sundry. And it is helpful for injuries, musculoskeletal pain. There's even Some people who have infused it intravenously for treatment of bodily, you know, inflammatory disorders of various kinds. The problem is it's not that practical. In addition to being, you know, quasi-legal or prohibited for medical use in humans, it causes people to exude the most intense, unpleasant odor. And it's the kind of odor where if someone applied DMSO in the morning and then got on the elevator to go to work, people in the elevator would just be going, "What in the heck is that?" And you could get pretty self-conscious about the looks that you'd be getting. Some people describe it as a garlicky kind of odor. And indeed, you know, garlic contains a lot of sulfur. And so it's very distinct. And so it makes it really hard to use it. Maybe you can use it on racehorses because their stable mates don't mind if they smell a little funny. But when it comes to humans, I mean, this is an odor that lasts sometimes for days and can be very unpleasant and socially prohibitive. So I guess if you're a hermit, you live alone, you don't go outside. Well, these days, that's a lot of people are in lockdown. Yeah, maybe. But as an alternative, the MSM, which is available as a nutritional supplement, and it's also available sometimes in topicals, can have some of the benefits. It's not as strong, by no means as strong and effective as DMSO, but it can have some of the anti-inflammatory properties. I take MSM daily for prevention of arthritis for myself, and it can be taken in that fashion long-term. It's safe, and it doesn't cause any kind of odor or smell. But, yeah, that's my take on DMSO. I mean, it's something that unfortunately is limited in its potential by virtue of this side effect, which is the unpleasant odor that people who use it exude. So it's kind of a weird thing. All right. This item has to do with one of the unintended consequences of the pandemic. Women hit the bottle hard during COVID-19. And reported more alcohol-related problems because of it. After controlling for age and sex, it turns out that women are more likely to succumb to the effects of alcoholism during the lockdown. It's a very, very serious problem. All the liquor stores are considered essential, and they're open, and people are using them to too great an extent. Women particularly vulnerable to those effects. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And our number is 877-726-8255. We'll take some calls momentarily. But I did a little research this week on the discovery of vitamin D. And it turns out that it had to do with the country of Scotland, where rickets was very common. Rickets is a disease that causes shortening and bowing of the legs. that was epidemic in Scotland in the 1800s, because with the urbanization, people moving from the countryside to the city and a lot of child labor, kids were staying inside. The climate there isn't that great anyway, so you stay inside for much of the winter and there's not a lot of sunlight. And the inhabitants of Scotland, the poor ones, subsisted mostly on oat porridge, which is very poor in vitamin D. So a researcher named Sir Edward Mellenby in Great Britain surmised that these folks were missing something from their diets. That was actually a big leap of faith. And he supplemented the diets of children with rickets with cod liver oil. And it turned out that it fixed their rickets. Their legs straightened out, their growth resumed, and he declared, there's something in cod liver oil that helps bone growth and cures rickets. And he declared that that vitamin is vitamin A, which turns out that cod liver oil is very rich in, but cod liver oil is also rich in vitamin D. He got it right, but he was off by a few letters. And then another researcher here in the United States at Johns Hopkins University said, okay, cod liver oil works, but let me change the cod liver oil and get rid of the vitamin A. And there's a technique by which if you bubble oxygen through cod liver oil, you destroy the vitamin A, but it leaves the vitamin D. And so he said, no, it's not vitamin A. It's this new thing, which we will dub vitamin D. And then in the early 1900s, a Viennese physician named Holdink demonstrated that you could cure rickets by exposing children to sunlight or artificial UV light. But they hadn't actually identified this agent. They just said, well, you can get it from light. Maybe the body makes it. And you can get it from cod liver oil. But it wasn't until the mid-20th century that new techniques of mass spectroscopy enabled us to identify the structure of vitamin D. And it's really kind of complex, the way that vitamin D gets absorbed and utilized. There's a lot to do with your genes. Some people require more, and some people get away with less. So I promised to tell you about a couple of studies about dementia, and of course, vitamin D plays a role in preventing dementia, according to a new Chinese study. Vitamin D supplementation improves cognitive function by reducing oxidative stress and improves telomere length in older adults with mild cognitive impairment. Telomeres are the caps that are on our chromosomes. The longer they are, the longer your life will be, and the better off your organs will function. So you want long telomeres, and if a vitamin D helps that, so much the better. This is a 12-month vitamin D supplementation study in elderly Chinese subjects with mild cognitive impairment and a double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled trial in which they received just 800 international units of vitamin D for a period of 12 months, and they did tests of cognitive function and various biomarkers. And what they found is that there were substantial improvements in the full-scale intelligent quotient, information, digit span, vocabulary, block design, and picture arrangement scores in the vitamin D group. Now, I have to say, it's a little almost too good to be true, because this is such a low dose of vitamin D, 800 international units, barely adequate to normalize vitamin D. And who knows whether these subjects had very low vitamin D to begin with. Maybe in American subjects who already get enough vitamin D, the results wouldn't be spectacular. But interesting study, nonetheless, suggests that vitamin D may play a role in slowing the progression of dementia. And not the first study of its kind, by the way. All right, this one is about dietary choline and the risk of dementia, done in Finland. And they looked at dietary choline. You get choline from eggs, you get choline from soy, you get choline from fish. and up there in Scandinavia, you eat a lot of fish. They looked at Finnish health registers, and they found that there was a significant correlation between choline consumption, particularly phosphatidylcholine, and the risk of dementia over the 22 years of follow-up in this study. It's a very long-term study. So they say that choline had less of an association with the risk of incident dementia. It was phosphatidylcholine. Higher intakes were associated with better performance in verbal fluency and memory functions. So, you know, for a long time we've been saying take phosphatidylcholine to support your brain. And this study suggests that maybe on the right track with that. 877-726-8255 is our number. And let's take one of our recorded calls.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. What can you tell me about very low white blood cells? As it turns out, mine were 2.7 on a scale of 3.4 to 10.8. They seemed concerned and wanted me to take another test. And I don't know anything about white blood cells and why they should be so low. Could you tell me what that might indicate and if there's anything you can do to raise them? Thank you very much.
Bye. Yeah, this is often the sign of an aging immune system. We call this immunosenescence, which means that your bone marrow, which is primarily responsible for churning out blood elements, red blood cells, platelets, and white blood cells, is getting a little tired as you age. And the natural consequence of aging, and the older you are, the more likely you are to have a low count. And it's actually, to some extent, it's racial. There is sometimes a racial predominance of slightly low counts among African Americans, people of Asian background. But in general, you know, as you age, it's more likely to occur. And this can sometimes be a harbinger of what is called myelodysplastic syndrome, which is basically tired out bone marrow that's not churning out the right kind of stuff, and which occasionally can be a precursor of something like multiple myeloma. That, you know, don't get alarmed. It doesn't necessarily mean that. It just, you know, higher likelihood of developing that condition. And that may be why they want to do additional tests at a hematologist, sometimes blood tests, urine tests, and perhaps a bone marrow to see what's happening in the factory where the white blood cells come from, the bone marrow itself. What can be done? Well, there's some things that stimulate immunity that you may want to take. One of which is squalene. They put it in vaccines now to, as an adjuvant to make the vaccines work better. That's one of the reasons why the shark population in the world is being depleted, because it comes from shark liver oil. That's an unfortunate knock on sustainability that's occurring with all this vaccine mania that we're seeing around COVID-19. It's a lot of, they're demanding a lot of squalene, which comes from a natural source, shark livers. But squalene can be taken as an oral supplement. And, you know, also consider different types of mushroom extracts, shiitake, maitake, cordyceps, AHCC, which is advanced hexose correlated compound. These are some of the things that may, I'm just going to underline may, because if you've got a broken, you know, bone marrow factory, they're less like, it's less likely to be responsive to this. But, in general, you know, we've seen sometimes good responses. And we also want to look at, your overall nutritional, profile. You know, there may be missing some critical nutrients that have to do with immunity, zinc, selenium, vitamin C, vitamin D are among them. And even omega-3 fish oil may play a role in sustaining, your counts. So, that's, you need a little bit of a workup, probably via hematologist, to figure out what's going on. And as often as not, you know, they'll test, you know, they'll say, well, you know, it's a little low, no big whoop, you know, let's keep an eye on it. If it goes lower, then we may have to do something about it. It's not necessarily a big problem. It's just something to keep our eye on. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I'm excited about what I think may be the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplements, a brand new, all-natural daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health combines four plant-based foods, black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, and weight management, circulation, and immunity. It's a tasty supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information, order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuturefarm, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And I promise to share this story with you. If you're dutifully reporting for your colonoscopy, and, you know, it's not pleasant because you got to take a purge and you can't eat, you got to go on liquids, and then you got to undergo a procedure, which is kind of uncomfortable. But you know that it's your patriotic duty to do that because it's one of the ways that we can prevent colon cancer. And if found early, colon cancer is curable. If found late, it can be devastating. So you report for your colonoscopy, and then a couple of weeks later, you receive a bill in the mail, and yet they told you that it was, quote, covered, but then you get a surprise bill. Well, a new survey suggests that nearly 1 in 8 commercially insured patients with good insurance undergoing elective colonoscopy with in-network providers. So you want to make sure they're in-network. They're not like, you know, renegade, you know, out-of-network providers. They're in-network. They're covered. But yet you receive out-of-network costs, leading to surprise bills, which are illegal. According to the ACA, also known as Obamacare, the Patient Protection Affordability Care Act, it is intended to eliminate consumer cost sharing for screening colonoscopy. And the rationale is that 40% of Americans do not have $400 to cover unexpected expenses. That's a stark statistic. The median surprise bill was $418, and it went for additional anesthesiology services or pathology services, and that's just not good. So, you know, make sure that you got this all the details straightened out to avoid a surprise bill, which could be very consequential for your precarious budget. All right, let me tell you about something that's more reliable. It's a suite of Biomega fish oil products from Biotics Research. Now, for over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega fish oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. And part of what sets Biomega fish oil apart is that they offer multiple formulations to suit your individual needs. 1,000 milligram or 500 milligram soft gel capsules, and an easy liquid formula for those who struggle with swallowing pills. Biotics research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. We did an entire podcast on that subject recently about fish oil quality. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega fish oil. Okay, we're going to do a little bit of a lightning round of sorts of stories that came up this week. U.S. nutritionists call for dietary guideline limits on saturated fat intake to be lifted. What's up with that? Well, the prevailing view is that consuming saturated fat raises low-density lipoprotein cholesterol. And indeed, that may be the case. But a lot of studies challenge whether that raising of LDL cholesterol is necessarily consequential for the endpoint, which is cardiovascular disease and death. And now, a group of prestigious leading nutrition scientists have called for an urgent rethink of the 2020 U.S. dietary guidelines, which persist in stigmatizing saturated fats. They've kind of eased up on cholesterol, interestingly, but saturated fats still the villain. It'll be published at the end of the year. And in a letter to Congress, nutrition researchers and former members of the Dietary Guideline Advisory Committee have urged the Departments of Health and Human Services and Agriculture to, quote, give serious and immediate consideration to lifting the cap placed on saturated fat intake. And, you know, that controversial things in nutrition, but, you know, turns out that eggs and even red meat and certainly dairy products, as I've alluded to earlier, may not significantly increase the risk of cardiovascular disease. And in fact, may be beneficial, because when you eat a diet that displaces your craving for carbs with protein and fat, well, you're going to be better off in terms of insulin resistance, weight gain, diabetes, hypertension, and cancer. This item is something that we should all pay attention to. A new study finds that people who feel enthusiastic and cheerful, what psychologists call positive affect, are less likely to experience memory decline as they age. This result adds to a growing body of research on positive affect's role in healthy aging. A study published in the journal Psychological Science found that people who feel enthusiastic and cheerful, what psychologists call positive affect, are less likely to experience memory decline as they age. So if you're angry, hostile, bored, depressed, down in the dumps, pessimistic, it can literally have an erosive effect on your brain. So all the more reason to enjoy life and embrace positivity. This item, if you're taking vitamin B12 and you notice that your skin is breaking out more, it may not be your imagination. This is something that I learned recently. It's a clinical pearl where a lot of people need more vitamin B12. B12 is a great vitamin for brain health, for energy. But from time to time, someone who takes a high dose of vitamin B12 will experience a breakout, and they won't associate it with the B12. They'll just say, I don't know what's going on. You know, I reach a certain age, and all of a sudden, I've got my teenage acne back. What's going on with that? Well, this research suggests that high levels of vitamin B12 may alter the skin chemistry, fostering the growth of propionibacterium acnes. Therefore, caution may need to be exercised in patients with skin problems who are taking high doses of B12. A little clinical pearl that I picked up over the past week. Well, thanks very much for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I want to wish you a great, healthy weekend. Check out our website at drhoffman.com. Become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine. Download our podcast. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And subscribe to our newsletter